And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters right here on a sunny San Diego day. A little blustery today, but... A lot blustery. But we're very comfortable inside the world headquarters with Valerie Hoperich and Hallie, having a great time talking about one of the most beautiful places on earth, and that's Queen Charlotte Safaris.
No doubt, man. What a great show today's been, and super busy. There's so many people stacked up wanting to talk to Valerie about talking to Queen Charlotte Safaris. So many questions, and we're going to keep doing that, man, the second hour. Lots to talk about still, and if you want to join us in the second hour, we want to hear from you. Phone number is 213-432-1090. That's your direct connect to Valerie. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can keep the text messages coming. So many great texts coming down the line. You want to send a text question, and it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, when you send your text through the Let's Talk Hookup app, make sure you include your name and your phone number, too. We're also giving away a great prize at the end of today's show, and we want to make sure to get it to you if you happen to win via the text. And that's an overnight trip on board any open party overnight boat at a Fisherman's Landing coming up this summer. Again, like we mentioned in the earlier show, open party, overnight, trip run through the landing. You pick it, you're going fishing. How cool is that? Yeah, that. Super fun. Great prize. And again, if you want to talk to Valerie, it's been a very busy morning. Phones are totally packed up right now, but there's going to be lots of opportunity in the second hour. 213-432-1090.
Harold Davis is on the line. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning, Harold.
Top of the morning, guys.
The Pied Piper himself is here. I call Harold a Pied Piper because when Harold finds a destination that he loves, he puts it out to his people and they just follow him.
Yes.
And that's Queen Charlotte Safaris is one of those destinations, right, Harold?
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely one of the destinations. I don't know why it took me so long. For years, Valerie kept saying, come on up, come on up, come on up. And, of course, in the world of work, not all the time you got a chance to get them on up. But, boy, the first time I did it, that was it. It's been hooked every time. Wow. I'm even going to bring my current wife with me this year.
Wow. Wow, Artif is coming. She's going to love it.
She is going to love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy New Year, Harold.
Well, Happy New Year to everybody there.
So,
you know, if one of the things that I thought was so much fun last year was Pete and I were fishing on a boat, and we're catching fish, and we're catching big ling cod, and he isn't kidding. 30-pounders are just kind of like, you got another 30-pounder. And so I look around, and Pete's got a bass fishing rod.
Yeah.
I'm going, what in the world is he thinking? And he ties on about about an ounce and a half head. He had a 17-pound string on some little Shimano reel and a flimsy little rod, and he chucks it out there. And the next thing you know, there's grunting and groaning, and that pole was everywhere but where he was pointing it. But he got it up, and I says, man, that looked like so much fun. I've already got mine packed for this year.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is you catch so – we have so many opportunities to catch big ling cod there that you have to challenge yourself. And so I had like this little three-piece G. Loomis rod that's – I think it's rated to like a 20 to 30-pound rod, or 18 to 25, and a Tranx 200 reel. Well, no, maybe it was a 300, Tranx 300 reel, and like 20-pound Power Pro, and dropped down a lead head, and oh my.
That's so rad.
I mean, like, pretty instant, too. I mean, it's a pretty instant deal. And one of the recommendations I would make, and actually Nathan, our guide, turned me on to this, is yellow and orange tails.
Yeah.
Whatever reason, man, those ling cod like that yellow and orange tail, but you know, it's like one tail per, right? So you bring extras.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So a lot of fun, right, Harold?
Yeah, it was great. I had some big old halibut. I don't know. It was like over 100 pounds right to the boat on one side, and it fell off. And then Raymond was right next to you, and he got one there with about 85 pounds, and you're bringing up a 30-pound ling cut.
Yeah.
I'm just going, it's like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
And we were fishing in, like, I think a whopping 100 feet of water or something like that, right, Harold?
Yeah.
And, Harold, that's all on the drift?
That's all on the drift. No, we don't anchor.
How cool is that?
Yeah. No anchor. Yeah.
No anchor.
We don't anchor. No.
Yeah, the little known part that they don't talk about that you're going to have to push the guide this year is about 6 miles off the island is the albacore.
They're right there. Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, self,
for that.
Yeah. I'm going to make him poke out there 6 miles. We're going to catch some albacore while we're there.
Oh, my. Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, Harold, it's always a pleasure having you and all the people that come follow the Pied Piper there. And can't wait for August. And I'm so thrilled that Arthur is going to come, too. That's going to be a fun trip. And that's the thing. This is a great lodge to bring your significant other,
yeah.
Whether it be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whatever, a non-hardcore fishing person, because it's an easy game there, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
And I have to, I think Harold gets the gold star because we have 9 people flying out of San Luis Obispo with Harold.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow.
Well, that's the first time. That's the biggest group out of San Luis Obispo we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So wait a minute. So you fly San Luis Obispo to Vancouver, or do you stop in like San Jose or San Francisco?
Seattle.
Oh, you San Luis Obispo to Seattle.
Yeah, cool. Depending on Alaska or United, we're looking at both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get with you, Harold.
So for the Central Coast people, you can fly right to Seattle from San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
Which is a great airport.
Or Santa Barbara. Or Santa Barbara.
Wow.
Yep.
Santa Barbara, too.
Yeah.
So it's painless. You just tell Valerie you're going, and you're going. That's it.
That's it. You're going.
It doesn't become your problem. That's
And while we're on that subject of airfare, we should say all you have to do is get yourself to Vancouver, which is probably one of the easiest places, international destinations, to get to anywhere.
And we offer assistance even doing that.
Yeah.
And then your
package includes everything else.
Vancouver to
that your flight, and that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
We talk about that. It's like, you know, a lot of lodges have, well, no fish processing extra. No, the float plane trip or the airline ticket to the lodge is extra.
Yeah, you might see an attractive
price.
That's
extra, yeah.
This includes your airfare.
Includes the airfare from Vancouver
to the lodge.
Yeah, and airfare to Vancouver is pretty reasonable because there's a lot of flights that, for airfare. No, there is no good deals on airfare anymore.
No.
But as far as it goes, Vancouver is a relatively competitive market, so you can find pretty good airfare.
And again, I'm going to say that just, especially West Coast, but anywhere in the United States, I mean, we've had people just like that family that came from Raleigh, like, we checked them all the way through. Like, it was just so...
Wow.
It was really easy. Super easy.
So that's something to keep in mind is when you're looking at Queen Charlotte Safaris, is that once you get to Vancouver, everything else is taken care of, except for your hotel if you spend the night in Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's... And you have... Talk about that place, Harold, that Fairmont right in the airport. She has this amazing rate at this...
Yes.
5-star, beautiful hotel that's like half price, right?
And convenient. It's very...
Yeah. It just adds to the painless adventure. You just fly into Vancouver, you get your bags, you go through customs, you walk out the customs door, take a left, go upstairs one flight, walk down the corridor, and there's the hotel.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
How much better can that be?
And they have fish valleys for you too downstairs.
For your fish,
you check in your fish. They put it in the freezer. You check it out when you come home.
How cool is that?
Or like we did, like Corey and I did last year, you fly all the way home. You don't have to spend the night on the way home. We did spend the night on the way there, but on the way home, flew straight through to San Diego.
This depends on the airport.
Yeah, if you're flying from San Diego or L.A., you can fly straight to San Francisco. You can fly straight home.
Vegas, Portland, Seattle.
Yeah.
It just depends on the hub. But San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, those airports.
The smaller airports.
The smaller airports.
But there's great food in that restaurant, and it'll surprise you how quiet the rooms are.
Yes.
They have triple pane glass because of the temperature up there, and you're right by the airport, and you can't hear the planes take off.
And you're right at international departure. So the next morning, they put your fish on a cart, it's all ready to go, and you just literally turn around. And go
walk
to your
about
bait.
20 feet.
Yeah. It's right there.
25, yeah.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Well, Harold, can't wait to travel with you again. Always fun to travel with Harold. And can't wait for Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, I'm getting my stuff ready, Pete. I think I'm going to drop the 17-pound line.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Harold. Appreciate it. To hear from you. All right. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Valerie and Hallie, so let's jump into it.
That sounds good to me. How about we talk to Tom, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, Valerie and Hallie.
Good morning, Tom.
We are so excited, my wife and I, we're excited to be up there in August this year. We've already booked up. Mackenzie has been great. She's got us already hooked up with our hotel and our all the connections and all that stuff. And so, anyway, my question is, Valerie, kind of go over what a normal day of fishing is like. When do we get up? How long do we fish? And take it from there.
Okay. Well, and thank you so much for booking with us, and I'm glad you're taken well care of by my staff. A typical day would be we start breakfast at 5 o'clock. Try to run breakfast from 5 to 6, 6:15, depending on the group. Some groups like to have a slower breakfast, and some groups like they're ready and in their they're in their rainwear waiting.
Like
at
Harold.
The like, let's go.
Yeah.
But so we breakfast. We usually do hour and 15-minute breakfast service, and then get your rainwear on. And we have a shuttle bus, and you get the whole quick little 4-minute little drive down to the harbor. And then on day one, I like to take the guests by boat. Like we get to the harbor, I like to take you boat by boat so everyone knows where to go, introduce to your captain, make sure everything's all good. And then they go through safety on the boat, and then out you go. You're on the water. Typically, we're out of the harbor between 6 and 6:30, depending. And you're usually back between 4:30, 5:30, depending on the day. Like, some people are done by 4 o'clock and they come back in, and some people stay out. But we never leave a boat out there all by themselves, so they kind of pair up if they're going to stay a little longer. Kind of like that would be Pete and Harold. but pair up that way. And then when you come in, chef has fresh bread, herb rolls, and homemade soup. And soup sounds kind of strange in the summer, but it's not when you've been on the coast.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
Homemade soup
and
when
chef
you come
John's-
in.
Like a master chef that does amazing everything.
Amazing everything. And some people have some cocktails. A lot of people love to sit around the fire pit until everyone gets in. And then when everyone gets in, we sit down, have an amazing dinner. And then you have time. Some people do horseshoes. Some people go for walks. We even have some bicycles, just depending on what you want to do. And we repeat this for 3 days. So day one, first day you come in, orientation, meet and greet. Try your rainwear on day 2, 3, and 4. You're fishing. Pretty much, we try to be out of the harbor 6:30 every day, and then on day 5, your final day, you have about 2, 2.5 hours of free time. We do a farewell breakfast, and then we do free time. And now that we have this awesome shuttle bus, we can do a little tour, or you can go for a hike, like Hallie was saying, the Dover Trail, which is amazing. We are trying to arrange for a tour to the Heritage Center if we can make it work. That is something we're working on doing because that would be a nice, really nice thing to do. And then you get to eat lunch again. You get to eat again. I do an airport depart, just kind of going through telling you where we're going, what we're doing, and if you're overnighting, not overnighting. So I go through all that with you. And then off to the airport we go. And I'm with you to check you in and your fish in, clear to the end, give you a hug, you go through security, and then our new group comes in.
There it is.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. That's the rundown.
In nutshell.
Yeah. And
there are lots of fun stuff and beautiful stuff all in between.
And also, too, I might add that the harbor, the boat harbor, is 300 yards away.
Yeah.
So you can either jump in one of the vans or you can walk the 5 minutes to the harbor.
Yeah, you take the 4 minute drive and the 5 minute walk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
And as far as the food, we do everything indigenous to what you're catching. So we'll do a salmon night, halibut night, everyone's favorite crab night with ling cod. And then we do a surf and turf on the last night with prawns and steak. We might change it up a little bit this next year, but we very sensitive, very mindful to dietary needs, like whether it's some people can't have fish or some people can't have crab or prawns or whatever. So
you'll adjust.
Yeah, we totally adjust to that. And we do some on the last night. It's really awesome because your guide will be joining you for dinner. And we have a fun farewell night.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect.
Yep,
Rick,
good.
You have a great text.
I thought so. This one's kind of a little bit about fishing and weather. It says, hello all. What an entertaining show. I'm loving hearing about Queen Charlotte Safari. My question is for Valerie. What do you think the best month is for flat conditions? I love offshore jig style fishing, and I can't wait to try this for halibut and ling cod. I'm also trying to pick up some slow pitch jigs for Queen Charlotte Safaris while I'm at the PCS show. That's all from Ted in San Diego.
Okay. Hi, Ted. Again, a kind of a loaded question. I don't have Mother Nature's crystal ball, but if you're really, really, really into the bottom fishing, mainly more than salmon, and we do it all, but I tell people to come June and July, a little more the halibut holes and the areas where we fish haven't been touched at all, zero. But it's not like we have a lot of pressure anyway.
No.
But I would recommend June or July.
June or July.
I know you say it. It's not like they get fished out, but, you know, hey, untouched is better than touched even a little bit.
And the weather, it changes every day.
It changes every day.
But generally speaking, you're saying June, July seems to be the less wind months.
Can be, yes.
Yes. No guarantees.
No guarantees.
There's no guarantees.
We've had June be our windiest, and August wasn't, and then it flipped.
Yeah.
And then it was August.
And I've had both conditions there. I've had, like last year, flat calm. The year before, not so flat calm.
Are there protected areas when it is? You know what I mean? If you got on a day when the weather wasn't so nice, there's areas where you could go. And
your ling cod and halibut fishing is going to be affected, and rockfish is definitely going to be affected by wind. But the salmon fishing is not.
Yeah.
And of course you have crab and such like that. But but there's still plenty of places that you can tuck away and still catch pretty good ling cod and some halibut and some
rockfish. Yeah, you can go into I don't know if you've ever gone into Dawson.
There's places you can get away.
That's more
protected. You can get away from the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Tim in Ojai has a text here that he sent in, and he says, "Oh, Pete, Rick, Valerie, and Hallie, this is Tim Carpenter from Ojai. As you know, my wife Teresa and I are booked for a trip in July. I assume we are targeting king's halibut and big lings. Is there any terminal tackle that we should bring along? We can't wait to see you on this trip. I hope to see you at the Bart Hall Long Beach show."
Awesome. And you'll actually come. They're coming up July 2 through 6, so they get to do a 4th of July celebration and fish on the 4th of July.
How do you remember that with all these people you've
been? Because I work that schedule very hard. It's on my phone. It's on my laptop.
It's everywhere.
And I don't want to interrupt you, but I got to say one other thing. Does anybody come there that doesn't bring their wife? I mean, this is probably the fifth or sixth person in a row.
I love it.
That says, "I can't wait, I'm coming with my wife. I can't wait, I'm coming with my girlfriend." I don't think we've had a person yet that says, "Me and my fishing butt are coming."
Yes.
Very good job. That's really cool.
So, Tim, to answer your question, you don't need to bring anything. We have it all. In fact, we've already pretty much ordered a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So, just layered clothes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And layered clothes. That's it. That's all you need to bring. And be prepared to catch fish, see some beautiful scenery. And we're going to also celebrate Canada Day is on July 1, so we keep all our decor up. And then we add 4th of July to our Canada Day. So it's a celebration the whole week. So look forward to seeing you both. And thank you so much for booking with us. And so far, that whole week is couples. And in 2023, July 2 through 6 was all couples.
Wow.
It was all couples. Now, we still love the men anglers.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yes. And they're still...
And families.
And for example, our group is probably man-heavy, right? I mean, there's probably more
couples
men,
in there.
But there are some couples involved.
Yeah.
John and Cindy this morning, they were the first caller.
Yeah.
That's a, you know...
Yeah. So.
Harold bringing his wife.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot.
Harold bringing his current wife.
Yes, current
wife.
But he's been married to for like 60 years.
So, thank you, Tim. And
that's
we
cool.
will... Yes.
Yeah.
Don't worry about... Tackle.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, they got it covered. 213-432-1090. The line just popped open. Rick, let's jump in the phone.
Sounds good. How about we talk to Gus? He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Yo, everybody. Especially
hey, Gus.
Valerie.
Hi, Gus.
Yo,
Happy New Year.
Thank you. I couldn't call in to Let's Talk over Christmas or New Year's due to parental responsibilities. But I couldn't not call today. I just want to say something about the last caller, you know, who wants to bring... We wanted to know what kind of tackle to bring. Or you don't need to bring anything. Get yourself on the plane, and that's it.
Bring your layers of clothes.
Valerie takes care of everything. She gets the special rates at the hotels. She gets the she books the connecting flight from Vancouver to Haigadai. I always blow the
You've only been like four times. It's time you learned to say hi to Kwai.
Yeah. And it's just a wonderful place to go, if not the most wonderful place to go. And preparation is just getting yourself on the plane. That's it. Once you're on the plane, everything's going to be just fine.
There you go.
And, everything's going to be
all
right.
That's due to Valerie. She's, you know, when Pete said, oh, how did you know that they were going to be there on July 4th? Well, because I booked the tour. you take care of everything, and it's just amazing that you do, and that you can, and that you do it. So, Happy New Year, and I can't
wait to be back
at Queen Charlotte Safari. It's gonna be spectacular for me.
We look forward to having you back. And on that note, I couldn't do this without my team. So. Yeah,
well said.
I have a team, and what part of my team is my daughter sitting to my left.
Yeah.
Hallie's amazing, and unfortunately, Gus, she has to get back to school the second week of August, so you haven't got to meet her, but she's quite, she rolls with it her whole life, being in lodge life, and also just her help that she gives me and her ideas, and she takes care of fish processing forms. In fact, when your group gets there, she already has your forms done. So they're all ready to go. And the guides love it because she has the best handwriting. they know when it's Valerie's handwriting and when
it's
Hallie's handwriting.
That's cool. Gus, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot, and look forward to seeing you in August at Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, well, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Kids Report with your saltwater guide. He's got our fishdope.com report today, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Coming soon, the all-new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Plus, with the addition of new team members, they're going to continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest with more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location on Old Town and Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com for more information. We've got him, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Valerie, my wife, Kelly, is sitting here listening to you, and she wants to go there so bad.
Let's get you booked. We'd love it.
It sounds like we got to make a trip up there now. Yeah. Great show, you guys, as always. Gang, like Brian Woolley was saying, it's really strange. The wind keeps blowing, but the water keeps staying 62, 63. This time of year, it should be in the mid-50s, and it just it won't drop. I don't know. It's good for us. It's a very good thing. The fishing is really good in between this wind, Rick and Pete. You can't even believe it. Look at what happened yesterday on the half-day boat in San Diego. Four yellowtail, lots of that bigger bonita, yeah. Good calico bass action. It's insane. It is so crazy what is going on here in Southern California right now. Over at the islands, Channel Islands, Catalina, tons of squid, massive amount of squid, like more than they've seen in a very, very long time at all the spots. Calico bass fishing still plugging away. That bigger bonita is still trying to make an appearance up and down the coast. If we get in between the storms, it's pretty fun. Bigger bonita fishing, that 8 to 10 pound bonita are biting on the troll and 100 fathoms if you get out there and troll around. It's good practice for that bluefin and yellowfin this summer. That's going to definitely be here because as you look down the line, there's still phenomenal tuna fishing, and it's really good down here at the Cape right now, really historical-type yellowfin tuna fishing. And then, real quick, the lobster fishing. Probably the best we've ever, well, in my short little history of fishing, that we've ever seen consistent Long Beach, L.A. Harbor hoop netting.
Wow.
It is absolutely phenomenal right
yeah.
now. Night after night, it just doesn't stop. It's really crazy. And if you're lucky enough to get to Catalina, it's full speed over there. So, and I'm watching some of the reports coming out of San Diego. It looks like the guys down there are having a good time, too. So there's no reason to not go fishing, gang. Go use all that new stuff. Just watch the weather and get in between the storms.
Yeah, and rumor has it that your saltwater guide will be putting on his show at the upcoming Bart Hall show in Long Beach on January 25th through the 28th. Is that true?
I will be there on the 27th and the 28th, Pete. We'll be doing two seminars Saturday and two seminars Sunday. One at 12 o'clock with my good friend Larry Hansen, and then the other one at 3 o'clock with just me going crazy on stage. I'm super excited to get in front of everybody. It's going to be a blast. I have some opportunity to get some tickets. If you give me a call at 949-374-0786, I'll let you in on the inside information on coming to see me speak there. It should be a blast. I'm going to have a really good time on stage like I always do. Thanks for pointing that out.
You bet. And fishdope.com, of course, Danny and the boys always give great information to Dave and everybody else. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Your saltwater guide. I'm almost impossible to not see. And, yeah, I talk to Danny almost every day to make sure I'm in the inside information. Fish Dope always has the inside, so make sure you check them out. Fish Dope's the kind. And Pete, Rick, Valerie, and I forgot your daughter's name, and I apologize from the bottom of my heart. But you guys have a great new year, and I will talk to everybody next Sunday.
See, Dave, great job. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to that. That's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bite opportunities. Those Nautilus Circle hooks come in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized. Both come with ringed or non-rings. You can see them at your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com.
So our co-host, Corey Sandin, sent me a text just talking about how incredibly wonderful his experience at Queen Charlotte was. And I said, you have to call in, Corey. And here he is, Corey Sandin.
Hey.
Good morning, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
What's up, Corey?
Yeah. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete, Valerie, and Haley. Man, I just such a delightful place. And I think it's been referred to as the Galapagos of British Columbia, right?
Yes.
It's
it's a very, very special place. And
I would say it's the Pacific Northwest, period.
Right.
There it is. Yeah, I agree with you completely. I mean, our entire Pacific Coast here, really. It's just such an amazing place. And, Valerie, I want to thank you because you truly one of the most charming individuals I've ever met. And you, I don't know how you maintain your charm, but you do, and you're a wonderful person. And you absolutely pour your heart into everything you do, and it shows, from your captains to your staff to your property, your boats. I mean, the jet boats being so unique in their own right. And some of the other boats can't even make the venture that you make in your jet boats, you know? It's just, I'm looking forward to 2024 in August. And it's one of the most special places I've been. And if you're into the, you know, quote-unquote Alaska Northwest adventure, this truly falls into a bucket list you need to do, period.
Well said, Corey.
And thank you, Corey.
And okay, a lot of questions about what to bring to Queen Charlotte. And like I said, we don't need to bring anything. But what does Corey bring to catch those lingcod? Because I know that was like one of your shining stars of being up there.
I'll tell you what, you truly don't need to bring anything. I mean, the guides have it all figured out, and their knowledge and your success is, it's all hand in hand, right? Like, you don't need to bring anything. They have everything for you. However, if you're into the lingcod, which I didn't give a second thought to until I experienced it, you're not joking. I mean, if you want to catch 25 to 35 pound or more, I think Harold had a 50 pounder on that trip. If you're into lingcod fishing, you need to set yourself up. Bring a couple lures, a couple extra, whatever, whatever. I fished a slug and absolutely killed it. Like, it was. Listen, it's so memorable. We were fishing in 150 feet of water. The bites were coming at 90 feet before 100. They were so stacked. It was all on the sink. It was like bass fishing. It was ridiculous. And every single fish, I don't think we had one under 12 pounds. And if we did, we let it go. And you could truly, it is no joke, you could truly fill a fish box on its own with just lingcod. And the lingcod, I heard you mention it earlier, Pete, it is unlike the lingcod we have here. It is a true, fatty, delicious cod.
It does not taste anything like lingcod that you've tasted from down here. It's like a different...
No.
Yeah.
Completely. But anyway, I don't want to take up your entire morning, but I had to call in. It's just an amazing
thing. I love it, Corey.
And Corey, to the point where he's hosting his own trip.
Yeah, and it's sold out.
August 7th through 11th, and it's already sold out.
Sold out.
Because Corey has become kind of like the Pied Piper, too, when it comes to Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Oh, appreciate you, Corey.
Yes,
and
please.
You know, back to you. You're a gem.
Corey,
and I have a little surprise here.
Yes. Corey, when you come in here, of course, Corey will be hosting with Rick for close to 3 weeks while I'm gone in Indonesia, starting next Sunday. And there's a little surprise from Valerie here when you get into the World Headquarters.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I can't wait. All right. Well, you guys have a great morning.
You guys have a great morning.
Yeah. We'll see you in the World Headquarters here next Sunday.
Thank you for all you do, Valerie.
Thank you, Corey. You're awesome.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more texts, and a whole lot more from Queen Charlotte Safaris. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online online at norsklithium.com. That's NORSKlithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year. The giant 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet. Plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry. From catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice with the extreme cranking power, and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a busy day today has been. Phones have been packed. Texts have been packed through. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, talk to Valerie. Talk to Hallie. 213-432-1090 is your number to talk some Queen Charlotte safaris this morning, or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app, just like Ron did. Ron's text is, good morning, everyone. I've heard the food at your lodge is five-star. I would like to hear from both Hallie and from Valerie. What are your favorite prepared dishes? What are each of your favorite prepared dishes throughout the season from Queen Charlotte Safaris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine definitely has to be halibut night. The way he cooks it, the sauce that he puts on it, how it's kind of crusted a little bit, it is so good. It was definitely my favorite dish. But I also love his salads.
Ooh,
his salads
are really good. Yeah. Okay.
The way he does it, so good.
And all his dressing is scratch. Like, we don't buy dressing. He makes
it. Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Every day.
And then the boat lunches are fantastic.
Yeah.
You order the sandwich the way, or whatever, the way you want it.
The way you want it.
And
every
then
day.
It's on the boat. You want coffee on the boat. You want beer on the boat. You want everything is put on the boat to your order.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a whole,
and they're good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a sandwich bar just like if you went to Jimmy John's or whatever.
Yeah.
And so...
And they make it fresh every morning.
Fresh every morning before you leave. Yep.
It's not made the night before.
Nope.
Yep.
And what about Valerie? What's your favorite meal that John makes throughout the year?
I know it's hard to choose.
Yeah.
I know, because I love the halibut.
Sure.
But I also love the salmon.
Yeah.
I'm a big salmon girl.
He just does it right.
Yeah. So toss up between the salmon. I mean, and I love steak. Don't get me wrong with the prawns.
But, I mean, you're out of fishing lodge.
Right. You can have steak anytime. I know. I agree with that. So, yes. And I like the lean cod. It's just the fish and chips, you know. I have to watch my figure all summer. I'm there all summer.
And that, not to mention that before the fish and chips lean cod, you have the Dungeness crab feast as an appetizer. Yeah.
So all of us, we have...
John's just pouring it on you.
He is pouring it on
you. That's so cool.
Like the first couple of weeks, we're all like, oh, crab night, and then after that, we're like, I mean, there is such a thing of getting crabbed out.
Too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
You haven't met Pete.
We had one.
Hey, wait, I think the champion crabber, though. I mean, I maybe can rival a lot of people in eating that crab, but Cordy Sandin.
Oh,
he is the champion.
Really?
I'm telling you, he's the champ.
Nice, Cordy.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah. I think he had three full crabs.
Yeah. They're big crabs.
Impressive. Impressive.
A lot of crabs.
Yeah. Hey, Bart Hall's here. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Good morning, Bart. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Valerie. This has been a fun show, Valerie. You know, if you want to get out of the lodge business, you have a future in radio.
Yes.
No doubt, right?
It sounds really good. You know, as I'm sitting here thinking, listening, I wasn't going to call in. I just was listening. You know, I know because of, you know, what I do, I know a lot of lodge owners in Canada and in Alaska. And my goodness, I've never, ever met anyone like Valerie who really cares so much about every little detail. She's kind of like my mom, a prettier version, but. You know, just like take care of everything, and you don't really realize it. So you're sitting here and you're listening to all the things you're talking about, Valerie, and you're doing it quite naturally. Like, it's this and this and this. People don't do that. You do that. It's amazing. Anyway, that was my 2 cents.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then coming up to at the shows, I mean, it's like you've known her all your life, and you've just met her, right? That's what's so fun.
But you work so hard. That's one thing. Yeah. You know, I watch. I go around and look at the exhibitors, and Valerie is not one who sits back and then she's up at the front. She's meeting you. She's smiling. You know, it's fun. She makes it fun. It can be fun, I know, because I used to be a rep and I used to do it on the other side, and she makes it fun, and she's really good at it.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Hey, Bart, it's just a little better than two and a half weeks away to the Bart Hall Long Beach show. What's exciting? What's happening?
You ready, buddy?
I feel, Mike Long told me about a month ago, he says, I know what you feel like. You feel like you're stuck in your car on the railroad tracks and the train is coming and you can't get out. That's pretty much how it is. There's, you know, the details of putting things this large together, and we're doing three of them, is crazy. But it's very challenging, but it's very rewarding, and we don't really have time to think about it. We just have to get in there and do it, do the best we can, work as hard as we can, and try to make sure that people come and have a great experience. You know, our experience is that we want to, you know, we've created a lot of anglers. You know, I told you, over the trout pond and everything, over 1.5 million of fish there. They've grown up and had children and grandchildren, and we take that very seriously. We want to introduce people to fishing. We want to cover every aspect of fishing. We have a huge fly fishing section this year. And it's very gratifying to see it come together. And then hopefully, if I do it right, it'll be a lot of fun when you're there.
Wow. Can't wait. It's going to be great. The Bart Hall Long Beach Show coming up January 25th to January 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Big time.
Can't wait, Bart.
Thank you, Bart. You're so awesome.
Thanks, Bart. Thanks for calling in this morning. Hey, I have a great text here from Kaylee in Chula Vista. She says, hey, guys, do kids get their own limit, and how do fishing license work between you and your child? Is it like California, and how much fish can you bring home?
Okay.
So I guess Kaylee's a kid.
Kaylee, okay. Let's start with children can catch as same amount of fish as adults. So,
and the license?
The license is included.
Same.
It's the same. So, actually, kids get an annual license.
Okay.
Where adults, I do a 3-day, 4-day, you know, whatever we're doing.
Now, is the license part of the package, or
yes,
do you have to buy the license?
No, I have it all printed.
That's
ready
all
to go.
Part of the package.
And your salmon stamp.
You take care of everything.
Wow.
That's
yep.
Wild.
It's all done. Have Miss Hallie,
licenses, huh?
License and fish processing forms all go together. So, yes, kids can get exactly what adults get.
Yeah.
They just have a juvenile license, and adults have an adult license.
And the
they even have senior licenses.
Same limits.
Same limits.
Yeah.
So.
And when does the senior start?
What age? Well, 65, I think, or something like that. It doesn't, you get a little bit of a discount, guys.
Yeah, honestly, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I got that going for me.
Yeah,
cool.
And same limits, 8 salmon, depending on the halibut, what size you get, and then 6 lings, 6 rockfish, all the
stuff. So you can take it all, and you can take all your boxes home with you, Kaylee.
Yep. Yeah.
If you're bringing kids and taking all that limit home, you better get another freezer.
Another
you're going to be bringing a lot of fish home.
For sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. They're packed up, some very patient callers. Let's talk to Robert. Robert's calling us from Canyon Country. Hi, Robert. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Great show, guys, like usual. Hey, I just have a tip for people. If you're using your airline miles, way cheaper to fly into Seattle and then rent a car. We've done it a couple of times. If you use airline miles and you stay in the United States, it's a lot less miles. The minute you go out of the country, it's like 10 times the amount of miles. So good way to save on the trip if you're interested.
And it's not that far of a drive, right?
And they even have they have a shuttle too, a shuttle bus, like a coach shuttle bus that you can take. But it is true, if you whatever airline, once it says international, maybe it's only 25,000 miles to go to Seattle, where it might be 50,000 miles to use going into Vancouver.
And I know even closer, Alaska Airlines has a nonstop flight from San Diego, and I'm sure from L.A. or whatever, to I think it's Bellingham, which is even closer to the
border.
It's like right over the border.
That's a good
So
tip,
you could fly in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about doing that this year. Fly in there, drive the car in to Vancouver. And
you could probably Uber it.
You could probably Uber it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Canada
almost like a cool adventure.
We have Uber now, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's another.
So that's a good tip. Hey.
If the Uber driver wants to sit to go through the border. And speaking of driving across the border, bringing your fish across is no problem.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Good tip. Thanks a lot for the call.
I had another fun text come through. We're absolutely loving this show, and right now we're talking about putting our group of friends together. Valerie, how many anglers do you recommend in a group? How many are the perfect amount for a boat? We can't wait to come visit you. That's from Kim in San Marcos.
Hi, Kim. So an ideal group would be 4, because we do fish 4 to a boat. And so we like 4, 8, 12, or you could do 24, like let's talk hookup and take all the boats. But four is a good number if you're starting small. Yeah. And then you have the boat to yourself.
Go get it, Kim.
That works.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Phones are getting packed up. Ryan and Irvine is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. And I'd like to know what's the type of gear you guys use out there, and then what's the limit on how much gear can you bring on your own?
All right. So we use a combination of a lot of different things. And some of the gear is very, very same as down here,
right?
At California Fishing. And some of it is BC style, a little different, and we get it out of Vancouver. We'll start with salmon. I actually have Avett from California, but we have Avett, and we have Shimano, and then we have our single action reels, which is a whole different reel.
Yeah, it's like a fly rod.
It's like a saltwater fly rod and reel set.
Yeah, Canadian style,
BC style. And then
Hallie's favorite.
It's fun. That's all I use.
Quite sporting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you really feel the fish.
You
feel them fight.
You feel the fight way more.
Yeah. And I might add too, people are talking about, packages, when to come and such like that. Do you still have spots available this year?
Mm-hmm.
You
do. I do.
Okay.
Well, let me get back to, it's Ryan, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Really quick on Ryan. Bottom fishing, we have Avett's. We have a particular reel that's really good for ling cod, but we also have Shimano, but we mainly stick to pin reels. because when you have people using reels all summer long, and we got to, they're just easy. Uh-huh. They're easy to stay, and they're hardy. And we did buy some Daiwas this last year.
Yeah.
But that's mainly our.
So you have all the gear.
We have all the gear, yeah. And it gets maintained after.
Yeah, and that's
season.
up to the captains to kind of keep mm-hmm. their gear up. I know Nathan yep. does a good job keeping his yep. gear up and stuff.
And then far as we have jigs, we have a special jig place out of Vancouver yeah. Island that a gentleman makes them.
Yes, and they are amazing.
And they're amazing,
they
especially
are
for the lingcod.
Yeah.
And then we also use herring, and we yeah. use anchovies and flashers.
Amazing.
And
yeah.
Poochies, and we have it all.
Yeah. Hey, Al Clowers is on the line. Good morning, Al. Captain Al, what's up?
Morning, guys. Happy New Year to everybody in there.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Rick and Lori and Valerie. Hey, I just wanted to call in real quick. I know we're short on time, but just kind of want to let everybody know what's going on at Captain Powell's Charters. You know, we're running the Riviera on little bay trips, lots of sand bass, lots of spotted bay bass, and actually there's some keeper halibut we had the other day. And then we're doing, since Rock Cod's closed in California, we're running down and doing three-quarter day island Rock Cod trips. And
sweet.
We've been having great success down there with link cod limits almost every time, and big reds and stuff. So if anybody's cool. interested in the wintertime schedule over here at Captain Clowers Charters, give me a call. They can get a hold of me at captainclowers@gmail.com or call me direct at 619-800-FISH. And Valerie, that place you're talking to about up there is totally magical. I have some connections up in Alaska that I get invited up there every summer, but I'm so busy down here it's hard to get away. But I think I better make a scheduled trip before I get too old to get up there.
I think that is yes. wise. Yes, we would love to have you.
Yeah, and Al, we'll see you here in the world headquarters here at the end of this month. Looking forward to
yeah.
having you on the show at the end of this month. Hey, thanks a lot
Absolutely.
For the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Lots going on here, but I want to talk about availability before we run out of time,
yes,
and we're almost out of time. Real quick.
Yes, I have availability. Just
okay.
email me,
yeah,
and I'll give you a time frame of where we
yeah.
have some openings.
Yeah. And again, if you want to go on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, you could still book for 2025.
Yes.
Too. Yeah, but we have, it's full, all the positive.
Yes.
But you never know.
You never
so
know.
So just let her know, you know, what you want to do.
Yep.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's also going fishing on an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. More Let's Talk Hookup with Valerie and Hallie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thank Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Bill Varney, and when I'm not surf fishing, I'm at California's premier outdoor recreation shows, the Bart Hall Shows, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
All right, it's time to find out the big winner of an overnight open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Hallie's going to do us the honor of flipping our prize coin.
All right, go for it, Hallie.
Let's do it. Okay, today we have a texter as our winner. Congratulations, Steve in Fallbrook. You are going fishing on an open party overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. What a great job, Hallie. First time on the radio.
Yeah,
what do you
for
think?
Real, great
You're
job.
Natural.
Thank you.
Yeah, it did great. And Valerie, such a great job and such a great place. So many fans you have, and you're going to be greeting a lot of them at the upcoming sports shows.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's you're going to be all over the place.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, well, and this is my 24th year.
Wow.
Congratulations.
So, I just aged myself.
Awesome. If somebody wants to come to Queen Charlotte Safaris this year or book for 2025 and beyond, how do we do that?
You know what? Two things. You can just go to the website, QCSafaris with an S, .com, and there's a little form fill, and just send me your name and your email, phone number, or you can text me, which is really nice, 805-698-9590, or Valerie.
Give it again. What?
805-698-9590. Or Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at QCSafaris.com.
All right. Lots of easy ways. And just
easy ways.
And you can talk about availability, what's your trip. You want to bring your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever.
Or father, son.
Father,
we
son,
do it all. Corporate retreats.
Yeah.
And then another note, if they mention that they heard us on Let's Talk Hookup Radio, they will get the discount. But they have to mention it.
Special discount.
Promo.
Okay.
They just have to
mention it. They get the special Let's Talk Hookup price that all our listeners get.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you so much.
You
Happy New Year. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards. And then next Sunday, Captain Bruce Smith from East County Bait and Tackle will be here. And thanks to all our listeners, all our texters, all our callers. We're very grateful for you. And, of course, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.